You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Thursday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Mike Tenora, T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for being with us. It finally cleared off, and we have some bright, sunny skies. I suppose farmers would like it to stay that way for some time so they could finish up their harvesting, but I'm afraid that's not going to be the case. What are you seeing?
Well, we're not seeing a lot of rain or snow in the near term, so it does look pretty good as we go through the weekend and into at least the first few days of next week. We won't see any precipitation throughout that period, mainly dry weather, as a couple of storm systems pretty much stay up to the north. So conditions will gradually improve as we go forward. The only real issue is that a large portion of the central U.S., especially in key corn areas, received over three times its average rainfall over the last week. So to put that differently, most corn across the central U.S. has received 21 days worth of rain over the last 7 days, and even more than that. So it is going to take a little while for a lot of these areas to completely dry out, for harvesting to pick up quickly, which brings up an interesting question, and that is what happens after the next 5 days go by. And the weather pattern is very tricky to assess for the middle and end of next week. We do have a pattern change taking place not only across the United States next week, but across a large portion of North America. And whenever we get into these types of situations where we're moving from one pattern into the next, computer models generally have a real difficult time in telling us exactly what's going to happen. They just tell us that something big is going to happen. And there's a big debate going on right now with what that means. Several computer models turn the central U.S. unseasonably cold, with high temperatures that would only be in the 20s across a big portion of the Corn Belt around a week from now. On the other hand, some other models keep temperatures in the 40s and 50s. We just don't have a lot of confidence in what's going to happen next week. But we do know that a major storm system is not imminent next week, which is important, because there's a decent chance that we should be able to keep on harvesting all the way through at least the middle of next week from what we're seeing right now.
Turn your attention to other parts of the world. How is the planting condition in South America?
Well, we have an interesting situation that's developing in Argentina. Around 1 month ago, it was unseasonably dry across that country, and that was limiting corn planting. Since then, it's rained fairly heavily over the last month, and we're looking for another round of very heavy rainfall this weekend in the key corn and soybean areas, for that matter, of Argentina. We think that's going to stop planting this weekend, and they're already a little bit behind. Another situation develops later next week across Argentina as another cold front sweeps onto the north, and what that will do is trigger more thunderstorms. So at this point, conditions for planting are deteriorating across Argentina, but not because it was dry, which was the reason a month ago, but because it's turning a little bit too wet. So the forecasts for Argentina are turning more important, and we'll just have to watch that and see what it looks like over the next 1 to 2 weeks. That's something that we're definitely following. In Brazil, though, things are looking really nice for planting. We're seeing periods of dry weather with periods of rain every 5 days, and that's pretty much an ideal situation for planting corn and soybeans, and the same thing for Paraguay. So right now, things are looking good in Brazil and Paraguay, and not so good in Argentina.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. You have a great afternoon.